from KQED.
When I was a kid, I remember watching roller derby on TV. There were California teams like the Bay Area Bombers whizzing around the track. It seemed like kind of a brawl, with skaters handing out vicious body slams, hip checks, trying to lap the other team around the track, fans jeering and cheering the teams. Well, here's a bit of sound from a recent roller derby match, or bout as it's called, between two all-girl teams, the Arizona Derby Dames and the LA Aftershockers.
All right, Los Angeles, I've got one question for you. Are you ready for roller derby action? Come on!
A new book called Down and Derby, The Insider's Guide to Roller Derby, describes the sport's colorful history and its current resurgence. And one of the book's co-authors, Alex Cohen, joins us now. Alex, welcome.
Thank you so much.
And I should also mention that not only is Alex a member of the LA Derby Dolls, where she's known as Axles of Evil, she's also an afternoon host on KPCC in Los Angeles. So, Alex, start by giving us a little primer on roller derby. How do you play? How do you win?
You win by getting the most points. It's a team sport. You've got two teams involved. Within each team, there are skaters known as jammers. They're the point scorers, and other skaters known as blockers. And basically what happens is you get two groups from each team up on a track. You've got a jammer from each team, and what they try to do is skate their way through the pack of other skaters. Now, the first time they go through them, nothing happens. But the second time they pass through this pack of skaters, every skater that they pass on the opposite team will earn them a point, which may sound easy enough. But when you keep in mind the fact that everyone from the opposite team is trying to knock them on their tush, it gets a little bit more complicated and competitive.
Elbows, hip checks, pulling, grabbing. What's fair game and what's over the line?
Well, there is a lot that isn't allowed. We do, even though it is a very dangerous, violent sport, we don't want anybody to get seriously injured, of course. So things like pulling, as you mentioned, no good. You can't, you know, no hair pulling, no biting, no tripping, nothing of that nature. And the general rule is that, you know, another skater should be able to at least see a hit coming so that she can either try to get out of its way or defend herself properly. So there's no, like, karate chopping someone in the back, something that they wouldn't see coming.
Well, as you point out in the book, the sport has pretty deep, long roots. It began in 1885, I think. It was all men, of course, back then. Women teams were added in the 30s. And it's had a lot of ups and downs. And you describe the sport as kind of a cat. You know, no matter how hard it falls, it always lands on its feet. What do you think accounts for its resilience?
Because it's such a great sport. I mean, it would be a sad, sad world if derby didn't exist. And I think there are enough people out there who are passionate about it that every time it seems like, oh, this is it, derby's going to completely disappear off the face of the planet, someone comes along and says, we got to make this happen. It's also always been a grassroots sport. It's never gotten to the level of the NBA or professional baseball. You know, most of us doing it today are not paid for what we do. So it really becomes a labor of love. And I think when you care about something that much, you want to make sure it continues on and on and on.
And so if someone is listening to this, especially women, and they think, well, maybe I'll give this a try. How do you know if you're a derby girl that this is really the kind of sport you might enjoy?
Well, we do have a chapter in our book called Am I a Derby Girl? And at first we thought about it as kind of a joke, but it really is something to consider. You know, there is that danger element. It's a huge time commitment because there's not just everything you're doing on skates. You also, it's a DIY business. So you're spending a lot of time off skates, keeping the league up and running. You know, a lot of people find once they start doing derby, their loved ones never hear about anything else again. So we have this quiz to help you figure out whether or not it's something for you. And if it is for you, you're really lucky in California, because there are a ton of leagues up and running here now.
And California has always been kind of a hotbed for roller derby. I mean, I mentioned the Bay Area Bombers. Of course, they were from the Bay Area, obviously. What is it about California that has nurtured the sport?
Well, I think it's, you know, California, we're always kind of on the forefront of things. You know, I think if you look at any of the extreme sports like snowboarding and skateboarding, it seems that they always happen here because we've got people who are into these sports who like to kind of take things to a whole other level. And yeah, you know, California girls, we are a little bit better than the rest, I like to say. So maybe that's why.
All right. Alex Axles of Evil Cohen, she and her co-author Jennifer Barbie have written Down in Derby, the Insider's Guide to Roller Derby. Alex, thanks a lot. Stay safe out there.
Thank you. Will do.
And you'll find a link to Down in Derby, including details of the author's California book tour. Just skate on over to our website, californiareport.org. And that's our show for today. The California Report is a production of KQED Public Radio. Our director this week is Erica Kelly. The technical producer is Seal Muller. And additional engineering by Howard Gelman. Thanks, as always, to our interns, Kristen Torres, Aaron Ferguson, Catherine Tolentino, Mike Anderson, and Devin Katayama. The producer is Victoria Maleon. Gabriel Cohen is our senior online editor. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. The executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Scott Schaefer. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. The California Endowment, building healthy communities across California. More information at calendow.org. And the SunPower Corporation, offering high-efficiency solar energy solutions to households and businesses in California and worldwide. The SunPower Corporation, online at sunpowersolar.com.